Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, folks are still examining the state budget and some of the improvements that were made in funding this year, and one of them has to do with the state's agriculture industry. What are some of the details?
This year's 2018-2019 state budget is helping to ensure that agriculture remains one of Pennsylvania's top industries by making several critical investments to address the challenges now facing the industry. Dairy farmers who are battling a changing marketplace will see an additional $5 million to help with research and development programs, along with grants for sustaining the viability of their operations. Pennsylvania dairy farming now supports 52,000 jobs and contributes $14.7 billion to the state's economy. Another $3 million will be directed to help combat the spotted lanternfly, an inch-long black, red, and white invasive insect from Southeast Asia that threatens to destroy an estimated $18 billion worth of agricultural commodities, mainly apples, grapes, and hardwoods. This funding will help increase detection and control efforts and coordinate multi-agency response, outreach, and training. Several line items that support longstanding agriculture programs were also restored or increased in this year's budget, including funding for agricultural excellence, agricultural research, agricultural promotion, education, and exports. Hardwoods research and promotion, livestock and open dairy shows, state food purchases, and food marketing research as well.
Also, we're about that time of the summer when a lot of state fairs are going on, and I understand if folks want some information, there is plenty available to find out the details.
Absolutely. We've already had a lot of great fairs here in our area take place, but there are still more that are going to be coming up in the coming weeks and months. So I would encourage everybody to look at the 2018 Pennsylvania Fair Guide, which is available now online. It's published by the State Department of Agriculture, and the guide lists the dates, locations, and contact persons for more than 100 agriculture fairs and events scheduled this summer and fall in Pennsylvania. The guide also highlights 16 fairs that offer live harness racing as part of one of the nation's leading fair racing programs. Copies of the 2018 Pennsylvania Fair Guide are available also at my district office. And again, they are online at www.agriculture.pa.gov. Again, www.agriculture.pa.gov. And you can look for the business and industry menu.
And of course, it's warm right now, but PennDOT is looking ahead to those winter months that are coming up. And I understand that they are looking for a few good people. What's going on here?
That's correct. We always promote seasonal work well in advance. And individuals who are interested in winter maintenance positions now are encouraged to apply through PennDOT. The program runs from September through April and includes positions for transportation equipment operators, diesel and construction equipment mechanics, automotive mechanics, tradesmen helpers, clerks, clerk typists, stock clerks, welders, semi-skilled laborers, and custodial workers. Individuals in these positions supplement the permanent workforce and have the potential to lead to permanent full-time employment as well. Additional details about the positions, along with the job application, are available at www.employment.pa.gov. Again, www.employment.pa.gov. And you can click on Open Jobs and then the PennDOT Winter Maintenance Program for full information.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.